So, welcome. I think we are ready to start, and welcome to this meeting of the NATO Georgia Commission. Good afternoon, and then we are ready to start as soon as you have found your seats. At our Wales Summit, NATO promised Georgia a substantial package of support, and we are delivering. In July, we held a joint exercise, Agile Spirit. In August, I attended the inauguration of the new Joint Training and Evaluation Center. 20 allies have agreed to commit personnel to man the center and provide support to Georgia's defense reforms. Georgia, too, is keeping its promise, continuing its own reform process. This is vital work to improve Georgia's security and to support Georgia's Euro-Atlantic aspirations. Georgia is a sovereign nation with internationally recognized borders. It has the right to determine its own future and its own security arrangements. Yet today, Russia still violates Georgia's borders. NATO calls on Russia to reverse its recognition of the South Ossetia and Abkhazia regions of Georgia as independent states. Georgia is one of NATO's closest partners. We are committed to deepening our partnership. With that, I would like to thank the media and for being part of this opening session of the meeting, and then we will continue with the next session of the meeting in a moment.